Hey everypony, it's time for my commentary again, since there is another story finished. Wow, yeah, it's cool. Upheaval Breaking Point is finally done. And I am pretty much aware that most certainly the person who requested this from me didn't really do it because that person likes my readings, but because whoever it was just wanted me to do Upheaval Reckoning. I'm pretty sure because, well, I know that there is someone else reading those, Forest Rain, and I know he is not very frequent with his updates in that regard. And I think that was the reason this story was requested of me in the first place, because I do them faster. Not better, but faster. Yeah, okay. But I will have to disappoint you. I will not read Upheaval Reckoning for now. I will do it, yes, okay, of course. It's a great story. But not right away. First of all, I will do something that is not war-related for a change. And that will be Operation Twiluna, a romance comedy, and a comedy random adventure human story named The Eagle Has Landed. I hope you will enjoy them. Maybe there will be another one or two-parter. I'm not really sure, because there is another story I think would be interesting, but somehow gross even, and not sure. Okay, and now to my commentary for this story, actually. Yeah, I actually really liked it, because we never really see what is beyond the borders of Equestria, and this idea with barrier lands and those three races that are trying to invade Equestria with the different reasons given is pretty cool, actually. What I would actually like to know is, how do Woven genetics work? I mean, Vanguard Clash is 1/8 Woven, I think. So, yeah, how do Woven genetics work? How come a carnivore is compatible with a herbivore? Okay, I've never heard of that, but okay. Yeah, that is a pretty cool story all in all. There are moments where you can laugh. There are moments where you can only cry, like in chapter, I think, 37 it was, where Applejack was injured by that Procurus. Or, yeah, it is just a great story, and there's nothing much to say about it, really. I'm really trying hard here. The only thing that really comes to mind is that there are some subtle differences between this version of the story and the one Forest Rain has on his channel. These differences are like, when Twilight gets whipped, for example, Terrado is pleased with her because she for once did something he can agree with, something that does not make him want her to want him to smear her on his hooves. This part is not in the version Forest Rainhouse on his channel. It's just like the part when Spike confronts Twilight about being too serious about sparring and her, quote, friendship ceases she wants to do, and she's been watching. Yeah, I'm doing air quotes here. Sadly, you can't see them. Her watching Vanguard Clash when he feels threatened by her. In the version on Forest Rain's channel, it's from that last part is written from Spike's perspective, and he asks himself why he is feeling fear for his life, because Twilight is part of his family. In the version I have on my channel here, it's written from Twilight's perspective, that part, where she gets a little annoyed that Spike is actually showing fear towards her. It's not much. These differences are so subtle that I had to really check up each time I thought something was different. And they don't really change the story, but they bring some insight, at least, I think. I hope you enjoyed this. and sincerely yours, Visual Pony. And if you see Din Visi Dane, if you hear this, I would really advise you to read that story on FimFiction through yourself, because there are parts where there are words missing. And I had I was suddenly stumbling in my reading because I was like, one sec, that doesn't make any sense without that or that article in there, or yeah. Sometimes I just read over that because, well, I have given up on correcting other people's mistakes, but there weren't that many here in this story, so I tried to autocomplete it in my head while reading. Okay, sincerely yours, Visual Pony.